Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Of Rio, its lights, its loveliness, and its lovelies, all combine to make a fellow forget those eerie ruins in the wilderness, the storms, the threats of the savages, and the callous murder of our third scientist, Professor Jacob Bruin. Besides, for the first time, we seem to have some concrete information on the death ray. Angelo, the native servant of my Rio contact, Sir Giles Davenport, had managed to gain possession of a small notebook crammed with scientific jottings. We had high expectations from that source. I told Sir Giles all that had happened. In the urbane luxury of his Copacabana apartment, he was listening carefully. He was quick to seize on the many puzzling features and problems of the situation as it now stood.
Yes, Carson, I agree that this notebook may yield something.
You'll notice, Sir Giles, that it's been thumbed a great deal.
Indeed I do.
Angelo spotted the professor getting it from a secret cleft in the wall of that temple chamber. He was about to burn it. And he seemed to think I was some associate of Chaco's. Though that fellow was on the job before us once again, this apparently is something he didn't lay hands on.
Well, it means nothing to me.
We could go through it, sir.
Leave that to the experts.
Experts?
We'll send it express to the boys on the Thames embankment.
Oh, of course.
Besides, it'll be much safer in London.
Sir.
And they'll signal us if it contains anything worthwhile. However, this Chaco looms once again.
Yes, as you put it, sir, the evil genius.
More and more so, Carson. And you say that after he'd called upon Bruin, the poor fellow's health broke down?
Yes. He was blind in a matter of weeks. Then began to waste away. He told me he was near death in the brief and bitter short time I had with him.
Bitter?
He thought I was one of Chaco's men.
Oh, of course, old fellow. I was forgetting. If he only knew.
Yes, sir. If he only knew who I was, then he might have come out with something. The identities of the other scientists we're trying to track down. He seemed genuinely anxious that this death ray should not fall into the wrong hands.
It must be colossally hideous for all this concern, you know, Carson.
Yes. Bruin believed he'd done wrong by setting himself away from the world and trying to crack the secret on his own.
Of course, there was nothing at all behind the lights that never go out.
Well, it seems that Bruin went to the ruins in the first place, partly to investigate the legends and partly to set up a secret laboratory. He rigged up a false light, worked by compressed gas.
Yes, you explained that.
And the idea was to hold the local savages with the power he seemed to have. But that brings up another puzzling side to it all. I can't find a pattern for the way the savages acted.
Indeed. Most bewildering. Might one not go so far as suspecting that they were trained to give a rather realistic imitation of savagery?
What they did to Bruin was realistic. Most.
Yes, poor fellow.
Anyway, we know that six scientists landed here. We've accounted for Dr. Diaz, Anton Zarovsky, and Jacob Bruin.
And we know that the ubiquitous Chaco is one of them.
But that still leaves two.
Well, old fellow, we must press on.
Have you had anything in our absence?
I fear not.
Then we're making a fresh start.
But this notebook may give us a lead.
Oh, yes, I'm not forgetting that. But how long before we hear anything?
Let's see now. It'll take a couple of days to fly to London.
I don't suppose the embankment boys will tarry on the job.
Man alive, this assignment has the highest priority. It stirred up an absolute ferment internationally. But look at all the various contenders we seem to have here in Rio.
Yeah. Yes, and what stunning contenders some of them are.
Hankering after your lady loves, eh?
Just wondering whether you'd seen or heard anything.
Nothing. Not since Mademoiselle Corelli was so gracious to inform me that a bomb had been planted on that dash seaplane.
Extremely gracious. Yeah, I must slip down later to the White Tulip Cabaret and thank her personally.
Old chap, you've enough with one woman on your hands at a time.
Only one, sir? Well, I thought there was Hetty Fitzhenry, to say nothing of Helena Jansen. Owe her a vote of thanks, too.
I was referring to the newcomer.
Oh, Sally.
Yes.
Yes, I booked her in at my hotel, you know.
Hey, you were saying?
She's dreadfully upset.
Oh, I can imagine it. Ghastly business. Coming out all the way from the old country to live with her long-lost father, only to have such a swift and tragic end to it all. What does she intend to do?
Well, she doesn't seem to know. She says she has no reason to return to Britain.
No people, cousin?
No, none at all.
I only saw her briefly, but I say she'd have the very devil of a time staying alone in the world.
I couldn't agree more, sir.
Hello.
Anything wrong, sir?
You know, my dear fellow, she's just the type of young woman I can imagine as a wife for you.
Oh, Sir Giles.
But there'll be hell's delight with the others. By Jove, this dashed assignment isn't without its moment for an old codger of a sideliner. But Carson, I've got it.
I'm not too sure I like the sound of this.
No. Not announcing the bans or anything. I just remembered. Julius Grant was speaking to me yesterday. He's after someone to act as a part-time secretary.
Sounds interesting.
Most. He's compiling another book on his South American explorations. Wants someone to sift out data, research, type and so on. Wondered if I knew of any young lady in the British colony here who might be interested.
I say, that'd give young Sally a chance to keep her mind off things.
That's it, man. It'd be most agreeable work.
Well, then how about we put it up for the commander?
Indeed. But what's the hour?
Just gone 7, sir.
Then Julius will be at our club having his usual snort or two. I could do with the same himself. Come along, Carson. We'll get Angelo to drive us there in the Rolls.
Present, the grim side of the hunt was still further behind us. We drove in upholstered comfort through the glittering streets, past the mosaic pavements and the open-air cafes where the throng enjoyed the warm evening. The club was fiercely British, but Commander Grant was the type of man who knew how to unbend. He'd travelled over vast expanses of South America, though now he claimed that most of his exploring was done from an armchair.
Well, gentlemen, the very best.
Your good health, Julius.
Oh, cheers, Sam.
By George, Carson, you stirred me up a day or two back.
Oh, how says that?
Going off on that northward jaunt.
Oh, that. dull, really. Looking over possible cattle-raising areas for my company.
Still, you were getting out into the wide-open spaces. I've stagnated.
My good fellow, you've been pretty active in your time.
Well, reasonably. Did everything go to your satisfaction, Carson?
So, sir. Got what I wanted.
Good. Well, it's a surprise to see you both here. For myself, Sir Giles, I was starting to think you'd deserted the place.
Oh, never that, old fellow. But there is an ulterior motive behind our tracking you down.
Hello.
You might recall that business about a secretary.
Secretary, Sir Giles?
Yes, a young woman from the British colony,
too. Of course, yes. Someone to help me out, get the papers and so forth in order. Yes.
Well, we think we have the very person, an acquaintance of Carson's.
It's very good of you, sir, to think of me. I merely gave it a passing mention, you know.
I don't know whether she can type, Commander, but I'm sure she'd jump at the chance of helping you out.
Well, just for an hour or two a day, you know. She'll be well rewarded for her trouble.
Oh, naturally, but... Sir Giles suggested we might drop in and talk it over with you.
There's really nothing to talk over. If you think the young lady would care to take it on, then I'm only too pleased to accept her offer.
Actually, we haven't mentioned it to her yet.
Oh, I see.
We thought we'd clear it with you first.
I'm in your hands, gentlemen.
Then we'll leave the rest of the arrangements to Carson.
Fix it, sir.
But was that really what brought you down here?
No, old man. I rather pulled the wool over Carson's eyes. It seems years since I've touched a billiards cue.
But I'll warrant you still your old skills, huh?
Well, I'm gnashing my teeth for a game.
You are, sir? Well, then, if you'll pardon me a moment, I'll have a table book.
We'll dine first, of course.
Understood. I'll make it for 3/4 hour. There won't be a couple of shakes.
Splendid. He's an awfully nice fellow, Carson.
Oh, yeah. Known him long, Sir John?
Seems to have been around the place ever since I arrived. Though he went back to the old country for the duration of the old show. Other matters kept me here, of course.
Understood, sir. But the commander?
First World War, Navy type.
Oh, I see.
Anyhow, we'll have a night off. I think we've earned it.
We dined well, and I left Sir Giles and the commander in a cheerful mood. Angelo had taken the Rolls back to the Davenport apartment, so I walked to the White Tulip Cabaret, taking my time to peer at the windows of the many stores with their highly individualistic wares. I thought of dropping in at the hotel on the way to see how young Sally was getting along, but she'd said she wanted an early night. So I strolled on, entering the White Tulip about the time the exotic Fay usually arrived.
Buenas noches, senor.
Evening.
It is, Senor Carson.
Sir.
Of course. I read with great interest of your arrival in Rio de Janeiro. You are a man of unusual interest, Signor.
How so?
Oh, those hobbies of yours. The pipes, the ancient weapons, the watching of birds.
Oh, something to pass the time, you know.
And now you come to pass a little more time at Blanca Tulipa,
More or less. Howsoever, wondering whether Mademoiselle Corelli's here yet.
Mademoiselle Corelli? She is an acquaintance of yours.
That's right.
She has not arrived, Signor.
Well, then I'll take a table and wait.
Signor, first, would you do me the favor of stepping into my office?
Why, sir?
It concerns the senorita.
Is anything wrong?
Much, Signor. If you will come this way...
Oh, of course, old chap. I don't like the sound of this. Well, my friend?
My name is Reliana, Signor. I am the part owner of the establishment.
Well, Signor Reliana, what's this about Mademoiselle Corelli?
You do not know?
Why else would I be inquiring, I ask you?
On the evening before last, she danced like a novice, Signor. She had something on her mind. Last night, she did not arrive to dance. Today, it is impossible to find.
Oh, impossible to find her? You tried her apartment?
Indeed.
Not there?
And I fear not.
I don't like the sound of this.
Nor I, Signor. You know her apartment, of course.
Fair.
Then perhaps you have knowledge of other matters which occupy her.
I'm afraid not, old chap.
I have reason to believe that is so.
Oh, my dear fellow,
I will not take any such answer.
Well, what other answer can I give?
What you know of the senorita. And it requires no expert knowledge of weapons to tell what I now hold in my hand.
Oh, it looks like a Luger with silencer.
See. And be warned, Signor. I will not hesitate to use it in order to gain my ends. Signor, what do you know of the senorita, Mademoiselle Corelli?
Glamorous Rio, but with always something sinister lurking for an undercover man, it seemed. Apparently, Fay Corelli had vanished after warning us about the bomb planted on the seaplane. Now there was the squat and menacing Reliana. What part did this Senor play in Operation Death Ray?